For Art Talk on KCRW, this is Hunter Drohoyoska Philp. In talking about LA in the 1960s and the artists who got their start then, we talk about the role of Ferris Gallery. Founded in 1957 by Walter Hopps, it was a freewheeling operation, but showed plenty of art from San Francisco alongside the LA set. But Ferris was not the first gallery started by Hopps. That would have been Sindel, opened in 1954 in West LA with his friend Jim Newman, who then opened his own gallery, Delexi, in San Francisco. This summer, the fascinating but rarely studied history of Delexi Gallery, which was opened from 1958 to 1969, is the focus of a group of shows in four different galleries in LA and two in San Francisco. Organized by Laura Whitcomb, the effort offers the most complete view to date of the relationship between those artists at that time in Northern and Southern California. Newman and Hopps had become friends at Stanford while organizing jazz concerts. Neither expected to be a conventional art dealer, but they wanted to support the artists they knew who were challenging ideas about making art in the 1950s. San Francisco was considered the apex of culture then, with a Museum of Modern Art and a growing counterculture. Many of the Ferris artists showed at Delexi in San Francisco, and in 1963, Newman opened a short-lived version in L.A., where Joe Good had his first show of the now-famous milk bottle paintings. The largest portion of the multi-venue exhibition opens this Saturday, June 22nd, at The Landing. One of those milk bottle paintings is among the group that conveys Newman's taste for experimentation. One of the big moments is a rare 1958 abstract painting by Robert Morris, made just as he was interested in dance due to the influence of his wife, Simone Forti. Soon after, he moved to New York, where he became a key exponent of the minimalist movement. In fact, Newman's enduring legacy turned out to be his support of music, film, and performance. After closing Delexi in 1969, he funded 35 happenings and produced films that were shown on public television. Delexi continues at Parker Gallery with a selection of 14 works titled Seeking the Unknown. Near the front door stands an exceptional tablet-shaped sculpture by the mystic artist Jess, which remains in Newman's own collection. A fascination with the arcane and ancient spiritual beliefs was embraced by poets, artists, and musicians of the Bay Area. The very name of Delexi was taken from the Latin, meaning to select, to value highly, to love. The show at Parker emphasizes that, as well as eccentricity, especially in the paintings of Roy DeForest, who had the most shows at Delexi. Other artists from Delexi are being shown at Parrish Hinland downtown, and at Mark Selwyn Gallery in Beverly Hills. In addition, there are two shows up in San Francisco. Taken together, these exhibitions complicate and fulfill a history that is still being written. All the galleries deserve credit for starting to fill in those large gaps in the story. For more, go to my blog at kcrw.com/arttalk. For KCRW, this has been Hunter Drohoyoska Philp.